Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Oh my goodness. It is Monday all over again, guys, and we are getting through April, right? Monday motivation. Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I am your girl, Teresa Murphy, and today's topic is stop seeking validation from others and how approval can be a drug killer. Yes, that's what we're going to discuss today, how approval can be a drug killer. Firstly, I would like to wish that hopefully that everyone had a great weekend. Myself, I went to D.C., which is home for me for the weekend, and I got to hang out with family and friends, and it was my daughter's birthday. She turned 22 Saturday, so we had some mother and daughter time, which was absolutely phenomenal. Hanging around with family is always great. For those of you that don't know, you know, I am in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, and originally from D.C., so always good times when I go back home and visit family, and the weather was pretty cooperative too, I must say. Guys, I hope you had a wonderful week Monday, meaning it is a new week, new goals, and it's time to tackle them. It's time to stop complaining. It's time to stop using I can't, I don't know how, I can't afford. So it's time to take all of those things out of your vocabulary starting today. Right now, you guys know how we do on Mondays. You need to write down your goals for the week. And actually, this week, we want you to just write down your goals for this week. So start today and what you want to have accomplished by Sunday. Write that on paper today. Put it on a sticky note. Put it in your tablet. Put it wherever you can make it an actual visual, where you can look at it daily and make that your checklist as you do your grocery list. That's what I normally tell people. Treat that like your grocery list and check things off as the week go by. The reason why I say this week we're going to do the short goals is because sometimes, guys, you know, we do have our short-term and long-term goals, and we actually have our generic goals. And those of you that don't know what a generic goal is, that is a goal that you talk about and something that you want to accomplish, but you don't put a date on it. So those goals, they have to have a date on them. It's like an expiration date. You got to put them on those goals. So if your goal this week is to lose 3 pounds by Sunday, then you need to put in effect what it is that you're going to do to get those 3 pounds off. So you have to be specific in setting your goals. All right, guys, so now that we have wrapped that up for our goal-setting week for my goal diggers, those of you know who you are, let's hop right into the subject this morning. Firstly, I would like to talk about why you need to stop seeking validation from others, why you need to stop seeking approval from others. Why is seeking approval a drug killer? Because seeking approval is definitely a drug killer. And those of you that, I mean, some of you right now that are on the call this morning, on the show this morning, and you don't even realize that you have the addiction. And a lot of times with addictions, you don't own the addiction because you don't feel like you have an addiction. But a lot of us are really guilty of the addiction of seeking approval. And guys, this is one way where you can kind of check yourself, is what I say, and figure out if you have the addiction of seeking approval. So first thing I want to talk about, are you discussing on a regular basis, are you discussing who doesn't like you? Are you discussing who doesn't like your posts? Who doesn't comment on your social media? Who never sings you praises? If you are having any of these discussions, and particularly if you are talking about particular individuals, then you do have approval-seeking behaviors. If you are trying to be someone that you are not, you have approval-seeking behaviors. If you care what family and friends think of your success, if you slow it down of accomplishing something because folks are not, the folks that you want, let me say that, are not singing your praises and they're not in your support group, you are in the approval-seeking addiction. So seeking approval, believe it or not, and I'm going to go over a few other things as well, but I want you guys to write some of these things down. Because believe it or not, when I touch on some of these things, some of you definitely can look and say, you know what? I have approval-seeking behavior. And guys, I know I was guilty of it. I have to catch myself down sometimes from approval-seeking behavior and not caring and not allowing anyone to stop my growth of what I want to accomplish, and definitely not stop my progress of who I am becoming. And that goes for, and guys, hey, you know I'm a realist. Most of you that listen to my show every Monday, you know I'm a realist. That's for family. It could be your mom. It could be your sister. It can be your cousin. It could be your in-laws. It can be your close friends, your childhood friends. It does not matter. If you are seeking their approval from anything that you're doing, if you're waiting for them to compliment you, if you're waiting for them to give you that phone call and tell you how proud they are of you and you still have not received it, if you're even discussing that you have not received it, you have approval-seeking behaviors. Let's break that addiction today. Let me give you a few tips on how you can break that addiction. Because, guys, it's one thing to know that there's a problem, right? But we want to know what is the solution. So first thing we want to do is talk about why do you need and seek the individual's approval for anything that you are doing, anything that you have going on in your life. Why do you seek other people's approval? Because, guys, some of that comes from an insecurity. Now, you guys, we're walking around here and we're wearing confidence on our shoulder and we have an S on our chest, so we say, and we have all this positivity and we're promoting and motivating self-being throughout the social media network. Well, guys, you have to wear it, because you can't hide behind it on words that you type or quotes that you create on social media. You have to wear confidence. When folks see you, that's what they need to see. Your confidence is so huge. When people see you, you don't even have to talk. Your presence alone, folks can see and feel your confidence. And so those of you that are still having conversations about who didn't like your post, who didn't come to your event, who didn't support you, who didn't tell you great job, hey, guys, let it go. Because the circle of folks, of friends and family, that circle of love right now that I receive, that I'm in right now, I know is not by coincidence. Guys, you got to learn how to reposition people early. The thing about us, we want to stay in these long-term relationships, and I call them toxic because most of them are. You want to stay in these toxic relationships. Reposition folks. It doesn't mean you have to be nasty to people. It doesn't mean you got to go curse Susie out or go curse your in-law out or curse your cousin out. Guys, what that means is you reposition people and you treat people accordingly. You know the old saying, you know, don't get mad at me for me pulling a U on me, because that's what people do. When you go and start treating people accordingly, you're going to get some different feedback. So what may happen is you and that person's relationship may end. You guys may no longer have a relationship. Or that individual is going to accept the fact, well, hey, we're on mutual ground. She or he is only treating me how I treat them. Now, don't go around and, you know, just be nasty to folks because someone is nasty to you. Don't allow people to take you out of your character. So that's why I say, guys, reposition people. Don't go be nasty because someone else is nasty. Don't go treat someone in a nasty manner because they mistreated you, guys. You have to forgive folks. You don't have to forget, and reposition and move forward. This is why I say, if you think about the top five people, think about the top five people that are in your life and in your circle right now. I want you guys to stop and think right this second while we're on the air, who are the five top people in your life and in your circle right now? And I want you to think about, what do they bring? What type of value do they add to your life? And guys, I want you to ponder on that for a minute, because if you are hanging around negative folks, why, they're not going to give you approval on you being successful. They're not going to give you approval on you being courageous and doing something that they would never try to do. The only folks that are going to give you approval are folks that are already secure within themselves. It has nothing to do with owner, entrepreneur. working a 9-to-5, married, single, relationship. Only folks that are secure with themselves are okay with complimenting and letting someone know that they think they're doing a great job. And, you know, I always go back to the subject of women because women are the worst. Women in your family, women in your surroundings, women in your network. And so you have to learn how to deal with it because you're not going to be able to survive in this world if you are addicted to seeking approval. You're not going to be able to thrive because every move you make in your life is going to be based off of what other people think and what other people say about you. And, guys, let me tell you something. I tell people all the time, I'm not for everybody. So, you know, hey, Teresa doesn't care who doesn't like her. You know, I don't care who talks negative about me. I'm not for everyone, and that's what makes me unique. Okay, so remember that. You are not for everybody. It has nothing to do with your services. It has nothing to do with your statuses. You are not for everyone. And again, stop trying to figure out other people's thought process because you would drive yourself absolutely crazy. So, guys, let's stop the approval-seeking behavior today. If you are addicted, hey, I want you to stand up like you know how they do. You see on TV in the AA meetings, hi, my name is Teresa Murphy, and I'm addicted to seeking approval. You have to own it first, guys. And once you own it, then you can actually take the necessary steps, okay, to get rid of the addiction. And the best way to do that is start surrounding yourself with like-minded people. And, again, go look at the top five people that are in your circle today. And, guys, you know, we have, like, I know for me, it might be a little, you know, this situation is different. But, you know, the reason why I know that this topic is so important because, I was seeking approval. And I was seeking approval from my family and did not realize that I was seeking approval from my family. So this is why I'm telling you what some of the approval-seeking behaviors are so you can go back and reflect on some of those things, some of those conversations you had. What is your day-to-day life like? When you go out on social media, are you posting for likes? Because, guys, a lot of you, that particularly my business owners, guys, if you're out there posting and you're getting 100 likes and you're not getting one customer or one client, I mean, what is your conversion rate with your postings? This is just something to think about. So your focus should be more, if you are a business owner, when you're out there posting on social media, how to obtain your next client and how to close the deal. Who cares if your family doesn't like your post? Trust me, they see it. Oh, they see your post. They just keep scrolling. It's okay. Who cares if your family doesn't like your post, your old classmates? It doesn't matter. Focus on the bigger picture. You guys that are out there that are in corporate America, you guys that are out there that are going through something in bad relationships, in toxic marriages, I mean, focus on how you are going to become a better you. Don't worry about who doesn't like your post. Because, guys, let's just be, you know, candid here now for a minute. Most of the time, if you talk about something negative, it doesn't necessarily have to be on social media. But if you talk about something negative in general in conversation with people, most folks, the average negative person, is going to engage in the conversation because some folks live for negativity. Now, when you call someone and you're talking positive and you're upbeat and you're going out there and you're posting positive things, and I'm not talking about your motivational quotes. I'm talking about things from the heart. You may not get your likes, guys, because no one, sometimes, unfortunately, I tell people this all the time. It has nothing to do with people liking you. Some people don't like themselves, okay? So remember that. People have a hard time liking you if they don't like themselves. But what I don't want you to do starting today, Monday, is worry about why someone doesn't like you and continuously seeking approval from others. Let's break that addiction today together as a unity across the world. Let's break the approval addiction habit today. Now, does that mean you're going to wake up tomorrow if you are an approval seeker addiction? If you have that addiction, are you going to wake up tomorrow and it's going to be gone? No, guys, but do something daily to overcome the addiction. And I will actually I'm going to put out there on my website 5 effective strategies that you can start using today, TeresaMurphyInc.com. 5 effective strategies you can start using today to break addictive, approval addictive behavior. Guys, let's stop it. And I know some of you right now are thinking, some of those things that she named, I actually do them. Yes, the negative to not making a move because you're trying to see what someone thought about your last move, waiting for your family. And, guys, unfortunately, sometimes it's your immediate circle, it's your immediate family. You have to be careful with all of your surroundings. That's why I say look at the top 5 folks in your life right now. I have a big support system. I'm fortunate enough to have a big support system with my family. And then I do have family that don't support me at all. They don't support anything I do, and they don't support nothing, you know. So, but I'm okay with that because they're not stopping me from prospering because, you know, I get up every day and my goal, you know, and the higher power and I, we work collaboratively together on me becoming a better person. So I don't no longer seek validation from other people, and I don't have the approval addiction behavior any longer because I am a God pleaser and not a people pleaser. And guys, we're going to wrap up. I hope I gave you guys some great nuggets today for you to ponder on. Thank you guys for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio, real world issues with real world results. And to change your life, you have to change your priorities, and there is nothing more powerful than a changed mind. You have a great week on purpose.